Blog Talk Radio.
Grudge Inc. is taking it to another level. Coming in 2013, all of your auto performance needs can be found in one location. Grudge Inc. will be launching an online auto parts store catering specifically to your auto performance needs. Being available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store wants to be your number one online shop site. 2013, get ready for Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store. More details to follow soon. Are you new to social networking? Well, Grudge Inc. has got a new site coming soon. Grudgebook will allow you to catch up and lock in with other grudge racers. Find out about all the latest events, view the latest photos, create your own blogs, and so much more. In 2013, Grudge Inc. takes on the social networks. So get ready to register and lock in. Grudge Inc. Grudgebook.
Good morning. This is the Bread Man one time with another episode of this show. I'd like to say to everyone, I appreciate everyone, all of the callers that are on right now. Y'all some definitely some loyal callers. We got a great show this morning for you. With that being said, we're going to go ahead and get into our inspirational vitamin this morning and go ahead and get this show started. You are special to God. For God does not show favoritism. With that being said, that comes from Romans, the second chapter, 11th verse. God has no favorites. Whether you are an ordinary person or a celebrity, in God's eyes, you are special because you are one of his creatives, his child, and his love for you. You are a unique creation of his hand, and you have special value in his eyes. So many people torture themselves with the thought that they are unworthy in comparison to other believers, or that they have disappointed God. But Jesus reached out to both worthy and unworthy. They all received his love, care, grace, and compassion. Do not give in to feelings of infirmity or unworthiness. The Redeemer came for the salvation of all people, both the righteous and the sinners. We'll go into prayer. I know that you live and that you have forgiven us for our sins, O Heavenly Father. Through your precious blood, I have inherited peace. We ask, O Heavenly Father, that you continue to give us discipline, give us the mindset to push forward through all adversities that we may come in contact with. We ask that you keep us safe while we're on these drag strips, while we're on these highways and byways going to these drag strips, O Heavenly Father. We ask that you remove any turmoil from any of our minds, body, and spirit this morning. We ask that we have a great show and we learn from it. All these blessings and more, we ask in Jesus' name, amen. Morning time to the callers. Today, we're going to have a couple special guests come on, if they can make it on. We're going to be talking safety this morning. wearing the safety equipment. Some of us, we really don't know what type of equipment that we need for going certain speeds. And hopefully this morning we can get that addressed from the individuals that we have coming on to speak on that behalf, just to bring us up to speed on basically, you know, not the NHRA rules, but basically, I mean, with us having grudge rules, we feel like we have our own rules, but when things happen and arise and the sign of trouble, we always say, well, we didn't know that. So with that being said, we're going to try to get those individuals on here to basically get that information out to us. We can go ahead and open up some of the callers' lines. If y'all can go ahead and press 1, and we can see what's on your mind before we go into getting those situations out, you know, our main topic out of the way. Looks like it's going to, here we go. We got a caller already, 770-8286. By the way, callers, you can press the number 1 button on your line if you want me to. It'll throw your hand up and I can get to you. I do have my caller that will be calling in about the safety. If you can press 1, I can see where you are and what number you're calling from. I did know that you say you were calling from a different number. 770-8286. Your mic is live.
Yes, this is number 1 Falcon fan, Rod.
Oh, how are you doing, number 1 Falcon fan? Welcome to the morning show. The Bread Man, one time. Welcome, sir. You have any questions about the Grudge Inc.?
Yeah, I have a question about the safety. I wanted to purchase a fire suit because I'm going to Green Bay to the Falcon game. And I know it's cold up there, and I wanted to, where could I purchase one of those fire suits, the safety? Because I think all y'all should wear those safety fire suits.
Well, sir, if you hold the line, we would definitely try to get someone on there that can you know, help you out in getting a fire. You're going to wear a fire suit at the game, is what you're saying.
Yeah, up in Green Bay. Yeah, I think it looked pretty warm. Your tight blue one, it showed that it looked like it's pretty warm when, you know, probably in the cold weather will be warm. So, like I said, I like for all y'all to wear the old fire suit, so just for good safety.
Well, sir, that's we would definitely try to get you one and get you in touch with the person that you, if you like to buy one or purchase one, we'd definitely have that information for you. That is our topic today, safety, and we are speaking upon fire suits, safety, helmet, shoes, gloves, you know, visors, different visors we need to be wearing. All of that is going to be definitely part of our show today, sir.
Okay, thank God. We'll be listening for the information.
Yes, sir. Just hold the line, sir, and I'm going to put you on mute, and you can continue to listen to the show. Thank you for calling in, sir. Yes, I'm back with you guys. With that being said, we're going to go to a quick commercial break, and we'll be back momentarily.
Are you new to social networking? Well, Grudge Inc. has got a new site coming soon. Grudgebook will allow you to catch up and lock in with other grudge racers. Find out about all the latest events, view the latest photos, create your own blogs, and so much more. In 2013, Grudge Inc. takes on the social networks. So get ready to register and lock in. Grudge Inc. Grudgebook.
Live. Today, I'm looking for my caller to call in. Today, when we're talking about safety, guys, I'm going to go ahead and get started on the show. The topic of the show is as far as wearing safety equipment. We all know that we can't have a helmet that we don't had for 20 years or 15 years. That helmet doesn't have any upgrades to it. When everything else with our helmets, normally, we try to get a SFI certifiable helmet that is, I believe the ratings now on them are up around maybe a 5 or a 6 now. And what that means is basically, you know, if you had your helmet longer than 5 years, it's old. I believe I need a new helmet as well. I've had mine now for 4 years, and I know that with the new fire safety stuff they're coming out with, I need to get me a newer one. And I don't know if y'all have a friend or anyone that bought a new helmet here recently, but what I would ask of you is to ask them to just hold their helmet and see what the difference is. The helmets they're making now are a whole lot lighter than the one I have. I do have a friend that just bought a new helmet, and his is lighter than mine. And, you know, mine was supposed to be a better brand, but the newer they are, they're making them a whole lot lighter. You know, our heads are very heavy, and I believe to put, you know, a more pound and weightage on the top of your head with, you know, having an impact and jarring your neck forward is, you know, to have something light on there would definitely keep it in place. And also, if you look at the new helmets they're making now, they're making these little tabs in the back so you can connect the Hans device or the safety neck protectors that they have, Simpson make as well. They do have a different, I think it's called DJ safety neck brace. They strap around your shoulder area, and the straps of it hooks to your helmet. Hans has a whole piece. That's what, I don't know if y'all remember when Big Drag was on here, and he was speaking about Mitch trying to get out of that car. The Hans, the back of the Hans, and I'm not knocking any of these products. All of them are great, but he said he had a hard time getting out because the piece, you know what I mean, got stuck, and I believe that's basically because we don't practice on getting out as fast as we need to a lot of the times. You know, we wait until things happen. But, you know, it's just practice makes improvements. Nobody's perfect. At least that's my belief. I'm going to stick to it. And, you know, even I, when I get my stuff together and get back out on the grid, I have to practice getting out of the car with that particular Hans device or neck brace that I choose to purchase at that time. I haven't purchased one, but I will have one when you see me at the track. I will have one around my neck. With that being said, our gloves, we need gloves that are S15 or better. That particular rating keeps the flame off of our hands, and, you know, our hands and feet are the closest to the engine compartment. So we would like to, you know, get us, stop wearing these Air Jordans, stop wearing these Nikes that look good to go with our outfit at the track, and start putting on driving shoes. The driving shoes are narrow for a reason. They're narrow because normally in a race car, you're going to have the accelerator and a brake, and with you hitting the accelerator very hard like that, your foot can slide through and get caught, and as you trying to pull your foot back out, it can get caught on the brake, and it can cause you to have a wide open throttle going down track when you don't need to. It causes a big scare there if you know, really hadn't been in that situation before, trying to snatch your foot back. Also, the socks that we do have socks now that you can put on to protect your ankles and stuff from flame. If you look on the online on these particular companies that selling the safety equipment, there's a lot of them. You just choose which one you want. And I wear Sparco. You know, it's a new company. It's Bondo Safety brought it out, and that's what I have. They're very light. They're good. I mean, I don't want to just recommend one particular one, but I would recommend you just look at that brand and see if that's what you're looking for. But that's what I have, and that's what you'll see me with, that particular suit on, when you see me at the track. Also, I touched the shoes. I've touched the pants, the jackets, there are shirts that you can purchase as well for fire safety, just to add an extra protection. I know this sounds like a lot, but, you know, if you were in golf, you have the stuff you need to play golf. You have the golf pants, the shoes, the bag, the whole Chanel. And I feel like you need this, the same stuff for racing as well. I've covered everything basically that I need to cover. Now I need to cover if you're running 7-0 in the eighth mile, over 100 miles an hour, I would predict that to be. I think that, you know, you yourself know what you want on you, or you know how valuable your life is. I just feel like at one time I ran 7-0 heads up, and I had a full fire suit on, shoes and all, because I didn't know, you know what I mean? An accident is what it is. I wanted to be prepared, and my loved ones wanted me in that suit. Even though I felt like I was going too slow to have it on, I did have it on anyway. But as the more I did it, the more it became natural for me to be prepared in case a situation came above. I will say this right here. In having that safety equipment on, I feel like, you know, I know what it takes. I know what it takes to have an S15 certifiable suit running sub 5.0s, 4.80s, 4.90s. You would need a suit of that magnitude, thick, and they are, you know what I mean, a little higher than the ones that we normally have. You know, Summit has some for 159 with I think it's a safety, say, a rating of a 2A, something like that. But it's really not thick enough to really fight off the someone going that fast, over 120, 130 in the eighth mile. I think you like to have an S15, the right gloves, the whole fire suit and neck brace on, especially if you don't have a funny car cage in your car that really wraps you around. We see some guys with 12-point cages in their car, and they're going in the fours with no parachute. That's another thing that we could talk about is safety as well on a later show. But I just feel like, you know, this particular show, we're just going to speak on what our drivers should be wearing. With that being said, I'm going to open the lines and see what our drivers might have questions for. You can press the one button and basically say what you have or what you might need, and I can get you and point you in the right direction. We're going to go over and take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, hopefully our callers have made a decision on what they want to do and have seen some questions about what they want to do. And we'll go from there. Let me go to a commercial break.
Grudge Inc. is taking it to another level. Coming in 2013, all of your auto performance needs can be found in one location. Grudge Inc. will be launching an online auto parts store catering specifically to your auto performance needs, being available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store wants to be your number one online shop site. 2013, get ready for Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store. More details to follow soon.
Yes, we're back live, and I'm noticing that we don't have any callers that have any questions about safety. I guess that all of us that are on the line right now have full racing suits and don't have any questions at all for our safety tech individuals. I don't know what to say. I guess that you guys are pretty much up on your games and basically know what's going on. With that being said, we're going to just, if y'all have any questions, give us a call. If y'all want to, you know, lock a race in and, you know, call somebody out, this is our time to do that. I'll go to the next segment. If y'all don't have anything pressing, let me move to that segment right there. If you have any announcements or any of you on the show that are promoters, you would like to promote your product or your show, this is the time to do it. We're going into the next phase of the show. guess with all the raining and everything that went on this weekend, y'all didn't want to engage. I know that we didn't have a chance to engage. But I guess this is the time to do so. You know, y'all not afraid. I'm gonna cut the music back and make an announcement. We do have the Yellow Bullet race that is moved to Cecil County. That's coming up next week. The Bread Man will definitely try to make that show right there. I gotta get over there and look at some things. That'll be up in Cecil County, Maryland. So I'll be up there in the big drag area, I believe. I think he up that way. But I know it'll be a lot of people going to that show, and I definitely be going to that show. And I believe this weekend they will be having a show down in Bradenton, Heads Up Madness, at Bradenton Motorsports Park. Like I said, if y'all have any other announcements or anything, let me know, and I can go ahead and blog it in. If not, we're going to close this thing out. Nobody got nothing to talk about. I done pretty much addressed everything I needed to address today. I do appreciate y'all for calling in, and evidently y'all got all the news you need, so make sure no more hands are up.
Again, wisdom be leaking out my grateful truth. I dominate break loose, giving Mike's ministry cycles, streets disciple. I rock beats this mega trifle. It's groove even smoother than moves by Villanova. You're still a soldier. I'm like Flopstone and Cobra, packing like a roster in the weed spot. Vocals are squeeze blocks and CZs drop, though they need not to sneak.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we didn't get the safety tech to call in. I can't see you. Peter, if you're out there, press the one button, and I can throw you in. Well, if you're having Peter Bondo on today, I don't know what number you're calling from, but evidently he didn't get a chance to get on. With that being said, though, ladies and gentlemen, the Bread Man Show will conclude itself. And we'll be here next week at 11 o'clock. We will have our tech talk back. I'm definitely going to have a transmission specialist on, speak on converter lockups and stuff like that. And perhaps we will definitely touch bases on safety again and try to get back on our safety spec person that weekend. So with that being said, we're going to ease on out of here. Thank y'all callers for calling in. This is the Bread Man stepping out. Y'all be good. Peace.